This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Jeff, I haven't heard your thoughts on this, and I'm very curious. Jeff Hathorn with Pomp and Joe here. Social media's biggest loser, Malzi, is brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at Awaken180weightloss.com in the 50-minute mark. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Why is this Aaron Rodgers thing taking so long? And do you consider this to be a foregone conclusion that he's coming here?
I think that there is a deal in place that he just hasn't signed.
So an agreement?
Yes.
Why? Because he wants to announce it. I honestly believe on the McAfee thing next week.
I have no idea why.
If he doesn't, will you have more trepidation?
It might be truly that he needs to walk out of a dark cave and have a spirit tell him to sign with it. I don't know. Trying to get into his head is...
I mean, the McAfee thing, like he's having this live event in Pittsburgh next Wednesday. This isn't like, you know, Aaron Rodgers does a little guest spot for a couple bucks. This was a huge deal for him and for McAfee. I mean, they're like tied at the hip. That's a giant partnership, Aaron Rodgers and McAfee. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit, Bob.
No,
if that's going to happen next Wednesday as part of a big unveiling at that McAfee event.
If they wanted it to be a surprise, we wouldn't be talking about it. I think if you go there, you're not going to be surprised if Aaron Rodgers
shows up.
I would be more surprised if he doesn't show up and there's no announcement.
It almost seems too obvious, though. Like Aaron likes to be that guy that you can't really tell where he's coming from or what he's thinking. And like that makes too much sense. But I'll say this for Pat.
Yeah.
I mean, good for him. That when this first came up, when that leaked tweet came up that he responded to you about.
Yeah.
That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I tweeted something and he responded to me, and that was the zeitgeist.
About what?
So that was zeitgeist.
The Zygest, Reader's Zygest, yeah. Trying to digest
I'm forgetting
that
all this. Fill me in what happened.
That's when it was first said about Aaron and coming on his show and potentially saying that he was going to join the Steelers.
Oh.
And the beauty of that was he was preempted on ESPN that day and was YouTube only, which means how many eyes did he get to go to YouTube because that was floated out there? And now how many people is he going to get to this event with the thought process that maybe Aaron Rodgers is going to show? I mean, it's genius for Pat.
Right.
I just don't know. I don't know.
It's almost the only thing that makes sense right now. What else is he waiting for?
I have no idea.
Meantime, I have to remove a Belfont snorkel label from Bruce Feldman, the Athletic writer who did the mock draft where they take Jackson Dart, the Steelers, at 21. Tried to get him on the show today. He never got back to me. I accused him of giving me the Belfont snorkel, but he has emailed me, Bob, which I'm sure you're heartened by. He said, "Hi, Joe. Just seeing this now. I could today if you have any time left. If not, I'd be happy to do it tomorrow." I said, "How about noon Monday? Because that's when Bob comes back, and I think he's going to do it then."
That'll be great. And you're going to tell him, I'm sorry that I talked about you on the radio the way I did, forcing you to come on this show in almost guilt-like fashion.
But you
he's really good.
He's really good. Yeah.
And because of the Jackson Dart pick, right. Yes.
Now, that's what this is all about.
If
he had said bad things about Jackson Dart, he would not be
on this
program.
Yeah, no invite. Jeff, did Cabali fall asleep next to Tomlin the other day at the owners' meetings? Was he drunk, or was this just a ploy to get more hits for Twitter and McAfee?
I don't think it was any of them.
Okay.
I think it's Mark. I've been around him so much in these news conference settings that when it starts to get like, oh my gosh, he's saying the same thing. It was day two. He's repeating some of the things he was already asked, and I think that's Mark's face. It's like, ugh. Now, he unlike most people, doesn't hide his emotion, which is part of the charm of Mark. It just shows on his face, and it, unfortunately for him, his former colleague decided
to move
his camera a little bit. And
is there a little tension there, Bob, between DeFabo and Cabali, or is there now?
I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but...
But the attention would go to DeFabo's timeline, not to Mark's.
Right.
Because Mark didn't tweet it out.
Right.
So people would think, Mark did it for him to get hits.
If you're Cabali and you fall asleep next to Tomlin or pretend to, you know that's getting out on social media.
You know how many pictures or how much video I have with Mark making some kind of weird face in the background?
You buying it, Bob? Where do you stand on this
today? Honestly, I told him yesterday, I don't think he fell asleep for sure. I think it was just a moment. He was probably tired. Somebody clicked, and Mike clicked
and
right at the right time.
Here's that cliche again, like, oh. And he just, his face was
I hear that. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Less than a minute left, Jeff. What was your prediction for the Pirates this year, and how are you feeling after seven games? How many wins did you have them picked
76.
For? Yeah.
And I feel like that's the path that we're on, is 76.
Me too. I said 79. But there's a couple things that could change it. One real quick is O'Neal Cruz becoming a superstar. Yeah. Do you think that might happen?
I mean, he's shown some flashes. Obviously, he has some things to do on the field in the defensive side. But
yeah, I was telling Limits, I don't care about that anymore. Give me 40-40.
But the fact that he can go opposite field.
Yes.
That obviously the power is there, that what happens on the defensive side hasn't affected his offense.
I think that's a big
plus. He's the difference maker. I mean,
he should be.
Reynolds
he
is your best is your best hitter, but he's the difference
this
maker.
This guy needs to be your best hitter. He needs to have a 950 OPS with 35 homers.
He needs to make pitchers fear him so other guys get opportunities. Then those guys need to capitalize.
Thank you, Jeff. Good night, Bob.
Good night, guys.
Good night, Limits.
Have a nice one.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Say good night to Bob and Limits.
Good night, Bob. Good night, Jeff. Who are you speaking to?
I don't know.
All right.
We did it all, didn't we?
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.